النتائج الأولية: ائتلاف دولة القانون 38%.
The head of Iraq's High Electoral Commission, Faraj al-Haidari, announced the preliminary results of Saturday's provincial election, indicating that 90% of the vote had been counted and that international observers were pleased with the electoral process. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's bloc won 38% of the vote in Baghdad, 37% in Basra, and large margins in other provinces. This is the country's first election since 2005, with 14 of Iraq's 18 provinces having voted. Meanwhile, a suicide bomber in Diyala province near the Iranian border killed at least 12 people in a restaurant in the mostly Kurdish town of Khanakin. On the other side of the country, in the western Anbar province, the Iraqi army and security forces stepped up their presence amid complaints of irregularities and voting fraud by Sunni tribal leaders. U.S. troops were also reportedly asked to step up their patrols in the province. Brigadier General Murda Dulaimi told Iraqi TV that his men were sent to Anbar province to keep order and will clamp down according to the army's security plan. He says that the Iraqi armed forces will act decisively against anyone trying to disrupt order in Anbar province. Yesterday, he adds, we met with the elders and sheikhs in Anbar and told them that the army would maintain neutrality and clamp down against anyone disturbing the peace. Key tribal leaders in Anbar province, including Sheikh Ahmed Abu Risha, who heads the local Sahwa or Awakening Council, has accused the rival Iraqi Islamic Party of stuffing ballot boxes to rig the vote. He says that our dispute with the Electoral Commission is that we sent a large number of votes from Anbar to be counted in Baghdad, and we have proof of it from the initial count, so we know the number of votes that were sent to be tallied in Baghdad. Iraqi Deputy Prime Minister Rafa al-Issawi, himself a Sunni, visited Anbar province to express support for Sheikh Abu Risha and the Sahwa Council, insisting that a recount must take place. He says that today those who won the vote are unfortunately not those who wield power, but that he doesn't think any of the sheikhs of Anbar want to return to the bad old days of violence and will instead resort to legal means for a recount. Political and tribal leaders met in Ramadi Wednesday, according to the Arab daily Ashark al-Awsat, to dissipate tensions, agreeing not to take up arms against one another. The paper also noted that election turnout was only 51%. Prime Minister Maliki's coalition was credited by various Baghdad newspapers with winning a large margin because of his recent success in imposing law. Shiite religious parties, including that of firebrand cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, did not do so well, but insisted they would make alliances with other parties to strengthen their hand. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.